Well, the IGAD Revitalization Forum is a very important step in ensuring that peace comes to South Sudan. However, what we have seen repeatedly is that spoilers of the peace process will probably use this opportunity to jeopardize this peace process. And this should not be allowed to happen by IGAD and the African Union. And therefore, we need to create some leverage on the spoilers, potential spoilers of the peace, so that they don't spoil the peace process. And what can be done at this particular moment is to escalate pressures, on financial pressures on these spoilers. So what I'm talking about, escalating pressures on individuals with command and control responsibilities, their networks, their affiliates, associates, and people who help them move assets and money across the global financial system. So when we escalate these measures, we send a very strong message to them that if you spoil this peace, you are going to face consequences. This is what it matters at this particular point.
So, well, just a quick follow-up on that. When you talk about escalating financial consequences on the spoilers, how exactly do you want it done? How is that going to be done?
Yes. So what we have seen is, for instance, the United States has enacted sanctions on specific individuals in South Sudan across the political divide. The European Union has done the same. What really needs to happen, though, is the African Union stepping up to the plate and playing its role in ensuring that these sanctions are enforced, they are implemented, and that the African Union also takes steps to implement its own sanctions. You know, it has threatened to impose sanctions on spoilers 13 times since this conflict started, and they have not followed up on that. And this sends a very strong message to the spoilers that they can get away with anything because the African Union is not going to do anything to hold them accountable.
But the African Union also sounded some warning to the spoilers, and they said they were going to take measures or punitive measures against those they identify as obstructing the peace process. Do you think that the measures being taken or the threat by the African Union on the spoilers are not good enough?
This is just a mere threat. As I have said earlier, when you look at the conflict since it started in December 2013, the African Union has issued 13 threats on the spoilers, saying variously that we will impose sanctions on them, that we will impose travel bans on them, that we will impose, we will prevent them from banking in the international system, we will impose an arms embargo. Three or four things that the African Union has said 13 times. So what difference is it going to make this time? You know, they've said it 13 times and they've not followed up on their action. It is time that they followed up on their action so that they can be taken seriously.
But does the Enough Project think that the international approach to handling the crisis in South Sudan changing, and how?
We feel that it should change. And how should that happen? We feel that the measures that have been taken by the international community to hold the spoilers of the peace process accountable are welcome, but they need to be escalated, they need to be enhanced, more members of the international community need to step forward and do their part, and particularly the African Union and the African countries if they are serious about peace.
Well, now let's look at it from the broader international community platform. Sometimes one country takes measures, but the others are not in support. What would you tell the global community as they try to resolve this crisis in South Sudan?
So individual sanctions that are far and between enacted by specific countries are not going to help to be helpful. You need a concerted effort by the international community. They need to be speaking with one voice. So if they're saying we are going to go for an arms embargo, for instance, that means the African Union is playing its part in ensuring that the arms embargo is first of all, approved at the United Nations Security Council, and that the African Union, with the rest of the international community, plays its part in enforcing the sanctions. So what I'm trying to say here is the need for a concerted effort, collective effort by the international community, not just unilateral measures taken by individual countries. These are not going to be very effective.